his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for tuning in to Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Sally. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the miracle hour, the hour of miracles, signs and wonders, and to God be the glory. It's Piercing Darkness Show with Apostle Sally. Blessed in Jesus.
It'll be in downtown West Palm Beach at the Kravis Center, and that is 701 Okeechobee Boulevard. In West Palm Beach, Florida, it's free admission and free parking to attend. This is an awesome, life-changing event. The sick will be prayed for, those that are oppressed, and those that need prayer will be prayed for. Awesome worship, great word, and a great, awesome time in God's presence. So make plans to come. For more information, please visit our website. It is powerevangelism.net. You can click on the events page, the media page, and also I want to encourage you to go to our product page. We do have awesome worship CDs, wonderful teachings, Slaying the Spirit of Leviathan. It's a 10-CD Bible school by Apostle Sally, Destroying the Spirit of Jezebel. Also, Now is Your Time, Dry Bones Live Again, and many, many more teachings, and also Apostle Sally's book, The Secret Place, is available in English, French, and we do have it also in different languages you can get. And also, a book that came out last year, it is called I Visited Heaven and Hell After I Died for 2 Hours. It's written by Apostle Sally's associate, Pastor Catherine in London. She had an out-of-body experience, and then God brought her back, and the Lord told her to write about it. And she had a lot of scripture backing up her experience. Really neat encounter, what she experienced of her time in heaven and her time in hell. And she talks about how she didn't want to come back to earth, but God said, no, you have to go tell people more about Jesus before I come back. So, great book, forwarded by Apostle Sally. You can order it on our website for a love donation to our ministry. And also, your love donation helps us continue to bring this broadcast to you every single day, every Saturday, and also other outlets we do. Don't forget, we do have an awesome upcoming Passion in the Glory Youth Camp 2017, coming July 3rd through July the 8th, 2017. We'll be going to Shaco Springs in Alabama. You're more than welcome to attend. For registration information, or if you want to know when we're leaving, we'll be leaving on the 2nd of July to get there on the arrival on that morning of the 3rd. So I want to encourage you. You can sign up on our website, or you can call our ministry line, which is 561-337-9018. So parents, if you're out there, aunts and uncles, grandparents, maybe you have a youth, or maybe a young adult, or you have a middle school, high school age, or a young adult that says, you know what, they're bored in the summertime. I want them to be around a Christian people. They need to get some good worship, some good word in them to be encouraging their faith. But also, I want them to have a good time. They're going to be an aqua slide, water slide, they have paintball there, they have bazooka ball, they have flag football, basketball, volleyball, and all kinds of different activities they have that we're going to be doing and playing team games as too. We also have team games that are really fun, and we do team games to build team unity, and they teach people how to work together as a team in an organization. Because in life, we have that. You work in a team, in a church, a business, a job, wherever. You learn how to work with other people. It's a really good, fun time. So I want to encourage you, July 3rd to the 8th, it's a great time to seek God. We have awesome morning glory worship times in the evening. And we do workshops throughout different days. And also we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner buffet style in great rooms. It's an awesome camp, July 3rd to the 8th. So if you're interested, parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, whoever, you want to send your young person there, you want to sponsor them to come, or maybe you're listening to the broadcast, I like to sponsor some kids to go to this camp. And maybe their parents, maybe I feel like to sponsor somebody. We'll call our ministry line. We'll tell you the cost that we pay to the camp to go there and host us. And you can sponsor kids. There's a lot of kids that love to go, and maybe their parents, doesn't have the well means to get them there. So Yeah, you can do that. Call our ministry line, 561-337-9018. It's a lifetime experience. We also have a promo we can send you. It's a couple minutes long. It will explain about the camp. We have a brochure we can mail you as well if you like that, or we can email you the brochure. So really, life-changing Passion and the Glory Youth Camp coming up July 3rd to July 8th, 2017, with Power Evangelism Ministries and Apostle Solly. He'll be there preaching and teaching the Word of God and encouraging us, and we'll have different sessions and different things, all kind of awesome fun times. So I encourage you to come. And don't forget, also, we want to encourage you, if you'd like to partner with our ministry, you can do that as well. Some people like to partner for a dollar a day, whatever the Holy Spirit puts on your heart to do. We are a nonprofit organization reaching people for Jesus. That is our mission, is to reach the unreached with the word, uncompromising truth, the word of God, with a demonstration of the power of God. The word of God says the power of God unto salvation. We see miracles, we see healing signs and wonders and deliverances. The same thing you see in the Bible, we see the fruits of what the Bible talks about. And that's what we do. We preach the full gospel, and we see souls saved, lives changed for the glory of God. So if you're interested in supporting our ministry, and helping us, we do travel around different cities throughout Florida, the United States, and around the world doing crusades. We do mission trips and different things to help other countries as well and to preach the gospel in other areas. So if you want to support us, you can do that, or support this broadcast for a dollar a day. You can do that, or whatever the Holy Spirit puts in your heart. You can go to our website. You can go to the donation page. And you can also submit your prayer requests. We love when people submit their prayer requests. We get prayer requests from all over the world every single week, from Australia, from Canada, from Africa, Europe, Asia, all over the world, India, all over America. Prayer requests come in, and we'd like to pray for your needs, whatever that is. If you're sick in your body, if you need a miracle, please finish your prayer request. We'd love to pray for you and your family by calling our ministry line or going to our website, which is powerevangelism.net. And also, I want to encourage you, if you have social media, we do have social media. You can follow Apostle Ronald Solly on Facebook by typing his name and just hit like it. And whenever he does a post, or you can follow his notifications and does a post or a live video or upcoming events on his Facebook page, you'll get to see that on your wall, on your Facebook. Also, if you have Twitter, you can type in JC is Holy, or just type Apostle Ronald Solly, and you can follow his tweets, also on Instagram as well. And Periscope. So Periscope's a new app that came out about a year ago. It is a free video app. You can download the Periscope app. And what it is anytime we go live in a crusade, a Bible study, even on the radio broadcast, sometimes we do live videos. You get a notification to your phone, and Apostle Solly will come on there. You can actually comment, talk to him, send your prayer request. It's pretty neat, and it's free of charge. So download that, follow Apostle Ronald Solly. And again, our website, for all of you who have never heard of it, again, it is powerevangelism.net. You can go there, read about the testimony. We have many, many testimonies on there of healings, deliverances that will really encourage you. Maybe you're going through depression. Maybe you're going through sickness. Maybe your loved one has cancer. Maybe someone has, someone doesn't know Jesus, or you just want to be encouraged in your faith. Go read those testimonies. We have people that, supernatural healings of their deaf ear, blind eyes. We've been so privileged to see God do mighty miracles in our meetings, and that's what it's all about, is meeting people's needs, and the Holy Spirit comes in the meetings and does that. So I'd like to personally invite you to come August the 18th and August 19th, that's Friday and Saturday, at the Raymond F. Kravis Center in downtown West Palm Beach. We're having it's going to be two nights of miracles. It's free to come to. The parking is free there as well. They will give you a ticket at the box office there to come when you go there. You get in free. It's a beautiful facility, but the most important thing is we're going to be lifting up Jesus in worship, in the Word, and praying for your needs. And we want you to bring anybody. Bring those who don't know Jesus. Bring the lost souls, because we're about winning souls. Also bring those who have incurable problems. Maybe they're sick in their body, or whatever element it is. Maybe they have a cripple, they're in a wheelchair, or maybe they have back pain, eye pain, whatever kind of pain they have, or they have some. Maybe it's the doctors give a hope on them. And bring those people. We've seen God turn around situations for His glory. And God used Apostle Solly mightily throughout America and around the world, praying for the needs of people. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to go live to Apostle Solly right now in the next 15 seconds. So tune in. Call a friend or family member to tune in to 89.9 FM right here in the Treasure Coast, South Florida. Thank you for listening to this radio station. This is Piercing Darkness, coming to you every Saturday at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. God bless you. Enjoy this broadcast with Apostle Solly. We'll be back at the top of the hour to close the show. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for tuning into Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Solly coming to you live from the studios. Call for prayer 561-337-9018. Or you can also go to our website to submit your prayer request on our website. We're taking in prayer requests right now, and we're going to pray for you and believe God to move in your life. 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord. You can also go to our website to submit your prayer request on our website. We do have a website. It is powerevangelism.net. Also, you can go to our website to see the upcoming event. You can also go to our website to watch the services live. They know the power of God is moving powerfully in Power Evangelism Ministries, and we're experiencing the glory of God. The best thing is when you're in God's presence and you surrender and believe, God will take care of your situation. Jesus is Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks for joining us on this broadcast. lifting up Jesus and glorifying his name. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be honored. And nothing is impossible with him when you believe. The best is yet to come. To all our listeners right now, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and nothing is impossible. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call up to him. He says, the scripture that I love on this broadcast and I will share, it says, call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So there's a lot of things that you don't know about that God wants to show you. Call unto him and he'll answer you. And he'll show thee great and mighty things. 561-337-908, call the number for prayer. 561-337-9018. The lines are open. And we're open for prayer. And also, join us in one of our services. We have a lot of services lined up this year, crusades. And also, you can come to our services every week. Go to our website to get more information about it. We're going to hear a testimony of somebody that God touched recently in our service. We're going to go to a clip from one of our services. And you're going to enjoy the power of God being demonstrated. Let your faith be released.
Began to speak in tongues. Those were not normal tongues. That was a prayer. 20 years on morphine. That's really bad. That's a long time. But God is now fixing it. He's going to surprise the doctors. I prophesy the dry bones will live again. I prophesy that your situation will change. I prophesy that by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. The curse is broken off your life. In the name of Jesus, just worship him for about a minute and give him praise. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you praise. Could you repeat what you said one more time?
I said, I have pain all over my body, on my neck, my both of my arms, my back, under my feet, my legs, and everywhere. And the doctor put me on Lyrica and Trapadol, nothing helped. So,
let's believe God. How long have you been having this problem?
It's over 5 years.
5 years of pain. God is going to fix it now. Lift your hands up. What's your name?
Rose.
Your name is Rose.
Yeah.
Lift your hands up. Stretch your hands towards Rose. Matelekayanda makapo yamamanda masaka. Maleketebo santoromama. Makatala mamasa. That's why we do crusades, so we can come and minister to people. 5 years of pain. 5 years of pain is not good news. God is going to remove 5 years of pain out of her. Totally. Right now it's going to happen. All pain is going to be removed and there will be no trace of it. After 5 years, God is going to remove it now. And she's going to be free. In the name of Jesus. What's your name again?
Rose.
Rose. Stretch your hands towards Rose. Pray for Rose. Pray. I anoint you with oil. For the word of God says, we anoint the sick and pray for them and they shall be healed. I pray a prayer of faith that, Lord, you set Rose free from pain in her body. Now I speak to the nerves. I speak to the nerves. Your nerves, God will heal you. your nerves be healed. Not only your nerves, but your veins. The Lord touch your veins. The Lord touch your veins. You touch your body. The Lord heal you. The Lord set you free. The Lord deliver you. I break the curse of infirmity and I set you free by the stripes of Jesus. Watch out, watch out. That's the glory. 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 The Lord is healing you right now. The Lord is setting you free by His stripes. Father, give you praise. 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 Father, give you, just give Him praise. God is moving powerfully here. Father, give you praise. 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 Father, give you
powerful testimony. The woman received healing from all fibromyalgia and all pain that she had in her body for all those years when she walked into the glory of God's presence in our healing service, Miracle Crusade. There is something that I want to let you know. Don't be wary of doing good, because in due season you shall reap. That's what the Bible says. Doing good is not only when you're helping people, but also when you do what God called you to do. Is to worship Him, lift Him up. God created us to worship Him. Every believer is to worship God. That's what God has called us to do. But not only that, to live for Him, to have a testimony. All these praise reports are proof that God is in control. And this power is more powerful than the devil's power. We're going to hear another clip from one of our services.
Worship God. Don't be spectators, just worship. God is in the glory. We're in the glory. God is moving here. I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. Put it down. Need this. Put it down. Father, I give you praise. I give you praise. Okay, I want you to run there and come back. Run with her. Run. Run with her. Father, give you praise. Have a seat right there. Father, give you praise. Everybody just worship God. Let me have the truck. Father, give you praise. Run. Father, give you praise. Sister, come here. You. How do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel much better.
You feel much better?
Yeah.
All the pain is gone.
Everything going.
Everything going. You hear that? Give God praise. She was in an emergency yesterday. She came out of the emergency and everything is gone. I seal your blessing with the blood of Jesus. No more. God bless you. Amen. Now let's talk to our sister. Talk to me. What's going on?
I feel much better than before.
You feel much better than before?
Yeah.
So now, I give you praise. I give you praise. What medication did they give you to take?
Lyrica.
And it was not doing nothing for you.
Doesn't work. No.
And what has Jesus done for you?
He healed me.
Why don't you give Jesus praise after 5 years? 5 years of pain, totally removed. To God be the glory. Let's give God praise for this amazing miracles. Nothing is impossible. The Lord, all things are possible. Come on, stretch your hands to Jesus. Give Him praise. 5 years of pain. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Worship Him. Give Him praise. Now, this is what you're going to do for Him. You're going to start to take dance lessons and dance for Him. Because God's going to use you. It's never too late, okay? God bless you so much. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Someone said glory to God. When God sets you free, You go and do it for other people. Your testimony will set other people free. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. He's moving powerfully now and is setting captives free for his glory in Jesus' name. Now we know the Lord is doing something for our sister right here. She's free from bondage. Now we're going to believe God to restore her weight. Not only that, but to fix every other area of her life. The Lord has already begun to do his work in her. Amen. To God be the glory. Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise. I obey you. I obey you. I obey you. Can you give me a bottle of new water, unused water, totally?
Pain. You know, when you're on morphine and God heals you, it's amazing. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. Stop doubting and believe. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We gotta take the limits of God and let God do his thing. The best is yet to come. Jesus is Lord. There's a lady that a mother that comes to our church. She has a daughter, and the daughter is in another country, and her life was in danger. And while the mother's in the service, God gave me a revelation to pray by word of knowledge for her daughter. And she had not spoken to me or told me about it. But her daughter was, life was in danger because of some conflict going on between her husband and another group of people that were trying to hurt her daughter, who's married to this man. And through revelation knowledge, God was able to cancel the plan of the enemy. And she testified how God protected her daughter through revelation knowledge. God reveals the secrets to bring deliverance. The Bible says God reveals his secrets to his prophets. So God was able to bring deliverance to this woman, sister's daughter in another country, and protected her from the spirit of death. Isn't he an amazing God? We have to talk about his goodness. We can't be afraid to talk about the power of God, because all the things God does, they're to bring glory to his name. Jesus is Lord, and the best is yet to come. We're going to hear a prophetic word being released here. 561-337-918. Call for prayer.
Pastor is beyond the ordinary. Within the next 3 months, study Jeremiah 29 verse 11. And as you meditate on God, the word purpose is so strong. Your life is unique. The persecutions you faced before were nothing compared to the glory that God has prepared for you. You are walking to a new dimension of favor. A new dimension of favor. A new dimension of favor. I prophesy new season blessing over your life. This is your year. It's a new season. Wave your hands. God's giving words.
Jesus is Lord, and he has a word for you. Stay tuned, because this is the time for you to receive a word that will refresh you, encourage you, and deliver you. Nothing is impossible with him. The best is yet to come. Jesus.
Glory to God. Amen. Right on your check, blessed. Text yourself blessed. And begin to prepare. Something's about to drop from heaven. I've never done this before. If I wish I'd brought my checkbook, but I brought my phone. You can text yourself on that. Jackson, I'm going to prophesy over your life in the name of Jesus. I'm prophesying over you. My goodness, I see a servant of God. Yes, I see a minister. I see somebody's going to... Yes, you got the favor of God over your life. I see you preaching. My goodness, I never even dreamt about this. You are 9, but your future has been already written. God has marked you for his purpose in the name of Jesus. But you see, you're going to excel in other areas.
But you see, the call of God is on your life. Always remember, and no matter how much you excel, God's going to use that excellence in those areas of your life to preach to these people. In the name of Jesus, I see something unusual in the area of science. Also, you're going to do very well in a science class. You're going to be surprised at how genius you were. In the mighty name of Jesus, but I speak and decree and declare that in the name of Jesus, the Lord will continue to shepherd your heart to prepare it for ministry purpose, because you are, God brought you into this family. You are adopted into this family. It's a plan of God. It was ordained before the foundation of the earth. The favor of God is upon you, and you are in the right place. You are in the right hands. God's protection is upon your life. God is going to bring you into an area of influence. I see wealthy people around you, and you're going to speak into their life words of wisdom, words of courage. I prophesy over your life, long life. Even when you become a teenager, you're going to see a desire to have quiet time, and you're going to be good. You're a good writer. You're going to be writing things. Uniqueness is in that writing. Your hand is going to write revelation. Download it and then share it. God's raised up a generation of warriors. You're one of them. I decree God's protection over your life. Favor on Jackson. And you're going to play the guitar too. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Moments, prophetic moments like that can be life-changing. You know, it's good when you get a glimpse of what your future is going to be like when God reveals it. There is a difference between prophecy. The prophetic comes by God's Spirit giving revelation. The pathetic comes by manipulation, witchcraft, and you where the glory of God is, the prophetic is present. And we want to be in the atmosphere of His glory. And you get a taste of what it is. You don't have to pay for it. It's free. Jesus is Lord. We're going to hear a testimony of somebody that God touched and blessed, because this testimony will help build your faith. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God when we believe. 561-337-9018.
A word of knowledge that somebody would receive a great car, and I received it yesterday. And I give God praise.
Let's give just a clap of praise for that powerful testimony. Did you hear that? She received a great car, nice car. Clap to Jesus for that. And the Lord shall supply all my need according to His riches and glory through.
Prophetic word fulfilled. God answers prayer. Nothing is impossible.
I work at a hospital, and they were having a freeze where they wouldn't hire or fire anybody. And they started taking hours from people where they're cutting the hours. And I put in a prayer box and I said, God, you know I need this money. And the freeze ended today, and my hours were never cut, and I was the only one that gave me favor.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. Call number for prayer, and we're going to pray for you, and we're going to stand in faith to believe God to move in your life. The line's open 24 hours. In time, you can call. If you need help, God will bring help. I'm about to share the word of God, so get ready. Grab your Bible and your notepad, because we're about to hear some powerful message that's going to help change your life. In Jesus' name, the Lord must be glorified. And get ready, next few moments, I'm going to share the word. 561-337-9018. The prayer line is open. Or go to our website, powerevangelism.net. Carry the cross and follow Jesus. He is Lord. We're going to be reading from John chapter 1 and verse 1. So get your Bible ready. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Faith is what we receive when we receive the Word. You see, the authority that God has given us as believers is so powerful. And you're going to learn very many principles about it today. Get ready. Says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ has been there before the earth was, before the heavens were. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost are one. It says in verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Everything that was created was made by him. So the Father spoke the Word. Jesus is the Word. And the revelation that I want to talk about today is the origin of faith. It says in verse 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. The Word of God is the foundation of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing God's Word. So when we receive the Word of God in our spirit, then faith can be released through into our soul. Because when you have a revelation of the Word of God in your spirit, now your soul can download that revelation. What makes your soul? Your mind, your emotions, and your will. That's why you have to read the Bible to cleanse to keep your spirit equipped, and to set an atmosphere to cleanse your soul from any pollution. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. In Hebrews chapter 11, when we look at verse We're going to look at verse 5. Hebrews chapter 11, we're going to look at verse 5. And I just want to help you understand how to develop and maintain your faith. Because most people are wavering in faith, and that was delays the manifestation. It says in verse 6, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that is the reward of them that diligently seek him. So when we come to God, we have to know how to seek him and how to connect with him. But you have to believe in your heart. So it says in verse 1, our faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That faith, which I'm talking about, is the faith that cometh by hearing the word of God. It's a substance. Now, the devil wants to attack your faith because you haven't seen the manifestation yet of what you're believing God for. So what you do here, when you believe in God for something, you believe God, not the something. So what people do is they want to believe the something and not believe God, who makes something happen. So it's more like you're looking for the results, but you're not looking for the relationship. And God is, he doesn't like to be used or taken advantage of, you know. So because you have not seen the manifestation, so now you're wavering in faith. And that's why doubt is taking a grip on you. Because the Bible says, have faith in God, in his word, not what you're believing God for. Of course, it's good to expect what you're believing God for. But you should not waver in faith because you have not seen the manifestation. So, what people do is they want to limit God to the manifestation of what they're believing for. And that's why once they get it, they run off back to their ways, back to their sin, back to their rebellion, to the iniquity. Because, okay, all I have to do is to believe. Okay, I got it. I'm out of here. I don't need you, God. You give me what I want. Well, I'll come and see you next year. You see, God wants a relationship. God wants a relationship. If you look at verse 5, it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So this is a man that walked with God. He had a relationship. So for all of you that are wavering in your doubting or you are discouraged, let me encourage you. God is not meant to lie. He is not meant to lie. If he has said he's going to do something, he will do it. The Bible says, you shall reap if you faint not. What is propelling that faint is the ignorance, is the doubt, and is also when you allow the enemy to point his finger at what you don't have in the natural. Now let's look at this a little bit more, because I want to help you develop your faith by the grace of God. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we know, even though our eyes have not seen it, that God has already done it. So you have to picture it done and know it is there, even though you have not seen the manifestation. Because you don't want to idolize the manifestation. God is bigger than the manifestation. God is bigger than what you're hoping for. And that's why he has given us faith, because faith cometh by only hearing the word of God. So when you hear the word of God in your spirit and you stay connected to the word in your spirit, that means your relationship with God is secure. And the spirit of deception witchcraft or manipulation cannot walk in to disconnect you from God. So why do people turn away from God? Because as they increased, Hosea chapter 4, I believe it's in Hosea chapter 4, they forgot about him, because increase should not break our focus. Let's look at it. Hosea chapter 4, verse 7. As they were increased, so they sinned against me, therefore will I change their glory into shame. That is the temptation when we idolize the manifestation. Then we take our eyes off the one who brings the manifestation. And then once you take your eyes off the one who brings the manifestation, then you will be deceived. God wants that connection because he is the source of life. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He wants a relationship commitment. When you get married to someone, you don't only marry them just on the altar in front of people and walk down the aisle. No. You're going to stay with that person the rest of your life. So it's a decision you make. You get to know them. So once you make the decision, you know, I made a decision. I'm not changing my mind. Why? God wants us to stay connected with him. Not only when we're walking down the aisle with our breakthrough and praise report. No. But we have to continue to stay with him on a daily basis. That's why the Bible says, the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered by God. So God orders your footsteps. So faith develops. Faith develops. Once you have faith in God, it begins to develop. Now, as your faith begins to develop, because you know how God speaks and you know how God does his things. So as your faith begins to develop, the enemy begins to change strategy. And what the kind of strategy the enemy wants to bring around you is to bring religious spirits. Because religious spirits stick to a form. So you're just going through these prayers, reading the Bible, going to church as a routine, but there is no connection. It's like an exercise doing a gym. First time you do a treadmill for 5 minutes, it feels like you've been traveling for 20 hours. But the more you do it, the more you do it, you develop the resiliency. And 5 minutes feel like 1 second, and then they think you're doing 10 minutes, and they think you're doing 20, and they think you're doing an hour. So why? Because now you develop the resilience. But now what we're talking about here is God wants us to have that intimacy. So we're not just going through religious routines. And I don't want you to develop a routine of religion in your relationship with the Lord. I just want to encourage you to develop that childlike faith, the intimacy, the affection, the connection. You can't afford to lose that, because we can only triumph in humility. Do you want to triumph over your enemies? Humble yourself. That's how God fights, in humility. So, acts of faith draw persecution. So the first thing you have to be careful with is the religious spirit, because it's going to try to manipulate you into limiting how far you can go in God. Very important. So, don't allow the enemy to intimidate you through religion. Very bad, bad spirit. Don't allow the enemy to intimidate you through religious spirit. So you have to really pursue God with all your heart. And don't stick to a mundane way of doing things. God can interrupt you on your day of a big meal and say, today you're going to fast. I need some intimacy. I want to have spend some time with you. Today I want to fellowship with you. You know, these things happen as you develop your relationship with God. So you are now in constant fellowship with him, even when you're busy with your daily routines. Whatever you do, you stay connected to him, because God is a faithful God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So faith has to grow. Faith has to increase. So number one enemy to your faith is the religious spirit. Get rid of it. Totally. So we're going to continue to go deeper in this. I'm coming to you live on the radio, bring you the revelation and the power of God. Because I believe your faith must develop. And you're going to see God move in your life. So when we begin to pray, as you pray to God, don't pray as a beggar. Know what he has promised. Talk to him like you're talking to your father. He's your father. So talk to your father in heaven, believing in your heart, because God wants the good for you. But in your heart, you have to really know that God is pleased with the prosperity of his people, but also in obedience. So as you walk in obedience and release your faith, you're going to begin to see God fight for you. So now your mind is going to try to zero in. When is God going to do this? How is he going to do it? So then your mind begins to limit the manifestations of how God is going to move in your life. That's why you have to really renew your mind by reading the word of God and studying it. There you can see the way he is going to deliver you. Watch this. As we develop and connect with God, then we're going to learn to speak his language. The Bible says you should decree a thing and it shall be established. You don't want to decree negativity. So you begin to speak things into existence. Because now you have authority as a believer to speak. You see, this is how the witches operate. I'm not here to talk about witchcraft, but I just want to give you a little idea of what they do. They initiate them into high-level demonic activity and the occult. You see, the occult means hidden. And the witchcraft, you know, is a rebellion. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. That's what the Bible says. So the witches attack through imaginations. You see, the Tower of Babel was a power. They were setting up an altar. It was in the spirit, trying to set up an access point to attack heaven. And God disarmed them by disrupting their tongue. So they imagined evil in their heart. So the enemy attacked through imagination. That's why you don't understand. Vain imaginations can work as plateaus for the attack against you. People imagining evil. When they begin to imagine evil, the witches, now they launch the attacks. That's why it says in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn it. So they imagine evil. Then they have a streamline of thoughts that click together and network. That's why birds of the same feathers fly together. That's why witches can meet in a coven and put curses on people, because they have the same kind of mindset. They think the same. So they network the same to bring a calamity on territories, on people, to defile people. So by the blood of Jesus, you can disarm their intentions against your life. But you have to know what the word of God says and speak the word of God. That's why you can't live in fear and doubt. You don't know what the word of God says. So their imaginations, they imagine evil. And that's why Satan's now gathered. The occultists gathered. I believe it was yesterday. And they're praying curses on the president. They gather and pray curses against Christians. That's why Christians can't sleep. Believers, you can't sit back and sleep. You need to pray. Pray in the spirit. Pray according to God's word. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, and this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate it day and night to observe to do according to what is written therein. Then thy way shall be prosperous. Meditate. So when you meditate on the word of God, your imaginations will be not vain. Because now when you meditate now, it creates an atmosphere within you to know how God does his things and how his kingdom functions, which is going to help you as a believer to have authority and walk in authority over the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. So, as believers, you're supposed to wake up and carry the cross and follow Jesus and stop entertaining negative thoughts about your children, about your husband, about your wife, about yourself, about God. Those ideas come from hell. Take every thought captive to the obedience. That's how the enemy is controlling people, through evil thinking, evil imaginations, intimidation, and controlling people's lives. The devil is a liar. And every thought is put in your head is a liar. You have to understand that when you doubt God, when you limit God, when you question His word, you are breaking the you're interrupting the flow of God's blessing into your life. You see, the angel of God was released when Daniel prayed, but the prince of Persia was trying to resist the manifestation. But Daniel persisted in prayer, and then angel Michael came as a reinforcement, and the answer was delivered to Daniel because he did not quit. I'm believing God that if you can hear the sound of my voice, this will be a wake-up call for you not to quit, but to continue to believe God, to pray. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the language of the Holy Ghost. And then you will see the manifestation if you faint not. It's time for you as a believer to prepare. This is a Jubilee year. Prepare for greatness, for breakthrough. But the most important breakthrough that I want to focus on today is your relationship with the Lord. Staying connected with Him. God doesn't mind blessing you with a good job, taking you out of debt. But you have to stay connected. He doesn't mind healing you. He wants to heal you. But you have to stay connected to Him, because He is the author and finisher of our faith. And before I finish, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart. And before I even make the altar call, I want to remind you that Jesus said, "When I return, shall I find faith on earth?" You know, he wasn't daydreaming. What He said is genuinely true. Shall I find faith? So is He going to find you in faith, or is He going to find you in delusion? You don't want to be caught up in delusion. You want to stay in faith, because faith cometh by hearing the word of God. And we're going to, next week, I'm going to go deeper in this. Make sure you tune in at 1 o'clock Saturday, because I want to take more time to teach you on this, because that's the number one target of the enemy, is your faith, to steal it. But you got to fight back to keep it. You got to decree this one loud. I am a believer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're on Facebook, type it. I'm a believer. The devil is a liar. Now I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ. Simply say after me, Lord Jesus. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, simply say this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I confess my sin. I admit that I was born a sinner, and I renounce my iniquity. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior, and I'm born again in Jesus' name. Amen. If you made a commitment to Jesus, you were born again. And read your Bible and pray. Now we come to you every Saturday at 1 o'clock. You can also watch us on television on channel 13 and channel 61 every Sunday at 5 o'clock. Don't forget to join us at the Kravis Center August the 18th and the 19th at 7 p.m. It's going to be an amazing crusade. And also go to our website, pyvanium.net, for more information. May God bless all of you that are watching me and hearing me on the radio. God bless you, heal you, deliver you, and help you stay in joy and happiness, and be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The best is yet to come. I'll be back next week at the same time to bring you more exciting programming. Jesus is Lord. 561-337-9008. 561-337-9018 is the number you can call, or go to our website, pyvanium.net. Remember, the best is yet to come. And when you tune in, get ready to receive a miracle, because a miracle is being released over your life now. And I know it's happening. I decree miracles, deliverance, solutions today in your life. This will be the best day in your life in Jesus' name. Say, I believe and I receive it. And may the good Lord bless you in Jesus' name. We look forward to see you next week. Have a blessed day. Amen.